It is time on Monday for the Comedy Corner. Where you see if we can't get a little chuckle, put a grin on your chin, start your week with a guffaw, or in this case, maybe a groan. So apparently, this is from England, by the way. For Father's Day, they had a contest. I think it was the Aldi stores in England. They were doing a best dad joke competition.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, what you just said, Art, that could have been.
Actually, it was.
Oh, okay. What, did you channel the same contest I did?
No, I happened to hear it somewhere else.
No, I liked it. I liked it. You know, your kids love that kind of stuff.
Glad you liked it.
So, more than 2,700, it says here, gag-loving dads submitted their very best or worst jokes in celebration of Father's Day, and one was chosen the winner. I'll tell you what the winner is, but here are a few of the entries. Again, here's your Comedy Corner this morning. Okay. And some of these you might have already heard, and I think might have heard, too, but this is what was being considered the best dad joke in jolly old England.
Let's see.
That good, huh? What? Can't read them?
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What did the pirate say? I don't know.
What did the pirate say?
No idea.
Aye, matey.
No.
They have a strange sense of humor.
Yeah, right. Very.
Someone glued my deck of cards together. Oh. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it.
Okay. That's a groaner.
Oh, here's one for you, Art. What do you call a zombie who cooks stir fry?
A zombie who cooks stir fry. Have no idea.
A dead man walking.
Dead man walking. Of course you do.
God.
That's not bad. That one's good.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Okay, next time you're out with your friends, use that one. Dad jokes again in the dad joke contest from jolly old England. Why did the man, well, this maybe you could figure this one out. Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
Rolex
and Timex.
And Timex.
Well, I have no idea, Charlie. Why?
Because they were watch dogs. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why do melons, M-E-L-O-N-S, why do melons have weddings?
What? No idea.
Because they can't elope. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
No, I didn't hear anything about
that. Tell us about it.
There was debris everywhere.
Go back to the walk.
Go ahead. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
What do you call a dog that can do magic?
Magic.
The Labracadabrador.
That was not bad.
Do you have one you're going to throw in, Dave? Or
well, yeah, I have one because we need Art's help on this one. Terry Rock, a well-known figure here in the area, he got a T-shirt for Father's Day. It's a black T-shirt, and on top it says, I tell Dad, and it says, jokes periodically. And the jokes is J-O in red, K in orange, and E-S, so it's from the periodic table. I don't know what J-O is, I don't know what K is, and I don't know what E-S is, but maybe Art does.
That's great, Terry. Thank you.
That is really funny. That is great.
That is funny.
That is great.
Well, I'll give you a couple of more here.
Oh, yes.
Two guys walked into a bar. The third guy ducked. What did the daddy buffalo say to his son when he left for work?
What did he say?
Bye, son.
That one should have been obvious.
Yeah. Oh, here, this is one for Dave.
Okay.
What's the best way to watch a fishing tournament?
Oh, by being in it.
Live stream.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I'll take the real thing.
What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Oh,
you got a couple more before I give you the winner. Dad jokes from England. Okay. Aldi's sponsored contest for Father's Day. One of the best dad jokes. I got hit in the head with a can of Coke today.
Oh, wow. That hadn't hurt.
Don't worry, though. No, it didn't hurt because it was a soft drink.
Well, they are. They're getting worse, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they are.
I was in line at the bank, and the guy in front of me asked me to help him check his balance. So I pushed him. All right, and here's your winner.
Oh, there's a winner now. Yeah, this is the winner?
In fact, they had a stand-up comedian, Mark Watson, who was enlisted to judge the competition. The winner was a man from Bedworth, Warwickshire. All right, someplace in England.
That's right.
His joke goes like this. I hired a limo, but when the limo arrived, the driver got out and walked away. I said, excuse me, aren't you going to drive me? The guy said, well, the price you paid does not include a driver. So I ended up spending £400 with nothing to show for it.
Oh, that was... Ouch. Wait, that punchline.
So there you go, folks. Don't blame me. Blame the Aldi store in England for the competition of the dad jokes for your Comedy Corner this morning. Following Father's Day, save those for next Father's Day, dads, and thrill your kids.